In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life. And the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. Fast forward. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. In Pastor Christina translation, the Word became human and moved into the neighborhood. Bought the house on the corner and set out the plaque that said, "Here lives the light." The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. In true confession time, me to you, I confess that I do not watch the news, and I do not read a newspaper other than the Gratiot County Herald, and my favorite page in the Gratiot County Herald is what happened way back when. It hurts too much to watch the news. It hurts too much to read or listen about people who are giving up on the neighborhood. News stories of children who go missing and places of worship that are attacked. News stories of somebody grifted somebody else, and stories of fill in the blank. It hurts too much. The problem is that when it hurts too much means the darkness is trying to put the bushel basket over the light, right? It is easier to turn it off than it is to engage with it. It's easier to not get a newspaper or open up a news source on the internet, which we all do with that what you will. Then it's easier to ignore that than it is to engage with it. I'm with Harrison. But God called the light. He created, separated the light from the darkness and called it good, and called the light day and darkness night, right? And the Word became flesh and made his home among us. And the psalmist said, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." And the gospel reading again tells us that there was John who was sent from God, who was not the light but testified to the light. And so, when we're going to think about not giving up the neighborhood, maybe it's my call to engage with the news. Maybe it's our call to engage with the neighborhood. Because not all the news is bad. I think about our neighbors over in Genesee and Shiawassee counties. 4 confirmed tornadoes this week. Was it 70 buildings damaged, and by some miracle of God, no major injuries and no deaths in our state? A month before tornadoes usually come, and let's face it, we don't get that many in Michigan. And what were the news stories? Neighbors who had chainsaws and came and helped clean up. Neighbors who checked on neighbors to make sure they were okay. Neighbors who came out and said, how can I help you clean up? What's going on? Who do we need to call? Do you need someplace to stay? What can we do? I think about neighbors in this community who take care of neighbors. I think about neighbors in this community who say, you know what? We have people amongst us who are on hard times. Let's have a fundraiser. And the number of people who come out of the woodwork to help with that fundraiser, to help 2 people in the community. I think about neighbors who show up and help at pantry, right? That's neighbors helping neighbors. I think about neighbors who go and read at the elementary school because March is Reading Month and North Elementary is having a Mystery Reader Monday. I think about the neighbors who show up to read to the kids. I think about the neighbors who have stepped up for one of our own who said, well, you need car seats for your kids? You need clothes for your kids? What do you need? What can we do to help get ready for the kids to come home? I think about neighbors who say, you're going through this hardship. I've been there. Let's walk together for a little bit. I think about neighbors who make meals for family who cannot prepare meals for themselves. I think about the neighbors not giving up on the neighborhood. It's like I told the kids, you can't make somebody else do something. I can stand here and preach every Sunday for the next 35 years, minus the ones that I take for vacation. I can stand here and preach. It's up to you and the Holy Spirit to do anything with it, right? The only person we can be responsible for is ourselves and our actions. So when it says don't give up the neighborhood, don't give up being in community. It's just as important as your voice from last week. Don't give up your voice. Don't ever let anybody silence you. But on the same token, don't give up being part of your community. Whether the community is the church family, whether the community is the town you live in, whether the community is the county or the state or the nation. Don't give up your part of that. Why? Because you are a valued and important part of each one. The Lord thought so. God thought so. We sent the word, and the word became flesh and made his home among us. We read this. This is John 1, 1 through 14 is the responsive reading on Christmas Eve, right before the sermon. It's the last lesson in Lessons and Carols. It's the one that everything hinges on. That the light came and darkness couldn't overcome it. That the light was born into the world and darkness could not overcome it. And when we stand by silently, and when we withdraw from our community, and when we hide from everybody else, are we sharing the light or are we encouraging the darkness? You can only be responsible for your own actions. You can only be responsible for the way you engage with your congregation or with your community or with your neighborhood or your family or whatever group you want to consider yourself part of. Lead by example. Just sit for a half a minute and think about the examples that you've had through your life. I think about so many people, right? The church grandmas. I lovingly call the 80 and 90-year-old women at Greenfield my church grandmas. Why? Because they all sit in the same 2 pews, and they know more about church. They've forgotten more about church than I'll ever know. Think about the church grandmas in this place who have seen this building and this congregation change over decades. Who grew up going to this church. Think about the neighborhood that started this church 149 years ago. You ever think for a minute that they thought we'd still be here? I'm willing to bet they did. I'm willing to bet when they started meeting over in the basement of the Methodist church, I'm willing to bet they honest to goodness thought we'd still be here. Why? Because they trusted in it. But more than that, they trusted in the promises. They trusted in the goodness of the Lord. Here we go, the end of Psalm 27. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord. I believe we show God best. I believe that we show God's goodness best when we invest in the neighborhood. When we take the time to truly be the beacons of the light that came in and darkness could not overcome. And it's not to say that we don't fall on hard times. And it's not to say that our hearts don't break when we see the sinfulness in the world. And it's not to say that our hearts don't break when our neighborhood is hurting. But it is to say that everything you do individually affects us collectively. Don't give up on the neighborhood. Because where one of us can do great things, all of us together can do greater things. We are not by ourselves in this. We are not out here on this journey all by ourselves. It takes a village. It takes community. You can give up on plenty of things. You can give up on plenty of things. But make it the things that hold you back from sharing your voice. Give up on the things that hold you back from participating in your neighborhood. Your neighborhood is not just the streets bounded by Norton Gibbs and St. Charles and Ithaca and North and South and whatever other names of the streets in this lovely town. What we do here affects what our neighboring churches do. Not just the other churches in Ithaca, but the other churches of the Presbytery. The other churches of the Synod, which is Michigan and Ohio. The other churches of other denominations. What our community can do can affect other people. What kind of effect do you want that to be? Each one of us has the ability to make those choices. Each one of us has the responsibility to make those choices for ourselves. What's your choice going to be? For me, I'm not giving up on our neighborhood. I'm not giving up on sharing the good news of the gospel with those around me. Maybe not verbally, but what's that thing our grandmas always told us? Actions speak louder than words. Share the gospel. When Jesus says share the gospel, go forth and share the gospel, he did not mean for everybody to become a preacher. There are plenty of people who cannot pull off being a preacher, and for the longest time, I thought I was one of them. Some days, I still have that thought. But you preach in your actions, right? I think about the building and grounds guys. I love you guys. I think about the building and grounds guys who preach through their actions when they make sure the building's not falling down around us. I think about the mission and fellowship team who does the preaching by their actions. And the mission projects, the bucket out on the table for collecting change for the Heifer Project. And I love to listen to Joy talk about that when she says, so if we only buy 3 eggs, that's better than the 3 eggs that we wouldn't have bought if we didn't put the bucket out, right? So if we don't buy a whole herd of cows, then that's all right. It's better than nothing. I think about the caring team, right? who check on our shut-ins and make sure that our church family members who do not necessarily get here all the time know that they're still valued. But think about our finance team who makes sure that we are being good stewards of what's been given to us. I think about Session, who goes to such great lengths to make sure we're making decisions that are in the best interest of the congregation and in accordance with what God would have us do. I think about the office secretary volunteers who give a day of their week to come in and keep me from talking to myself, who give of their time to come in and do the things that need to be done in the office so that I can focus on doing other pastor things. I think about the pantry volunteers, right? Who come in. I think about the chicken ladies who sort the chicken on Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning. They go stand back in there and break apart frozen chicken, which comes, here's a bag of chicken breasts, and here's a bag of chicken legs, and here's a bag of chicken wings, and here's the thighs, and they break it all up and put a whole chicken in a bag. So you got two and two and two and two and two. So that when our guests come through the pantry, nobody's getting stuck with a whole bag of white meat. Nobody has all the drumsticks. I think about the people that show up when the food truck comes from Lansing and help unload that 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of food, which is not easy work. Because when parts of our building were built, I don't think, as much as they thought we'd still be here, I don't think they were expecting the carts and the corners we'd have to try to turn to get food from the door into the pantry. I think about the clergy association and the churches and the members of the other churches in our community and the pantry board who put on that potato bar in October. My golly, what fun. I still regret I didn't come to the one the week before my ordination, and not just because that's when I hit the deer. You know, that I mean, to see that many people coming together for a good cause to help the neighborhood. Each individual person makes their own choice, and together, the neighborhood does God's work. You can give up any number of things. Don't give up the things that make you who you are. Don't give up the things that make this neighborhood the neighborhood that it is. Don't give up on your neighbors, and don't give up on the people that make our neighborhood great. Because we would not be the same without any one of you. Amen.